This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today from Citizens Bank Park. Hugh Douglas broadcasting live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth for the Phillies home opener. Kyle Quinn back in the studio, and he's behind his glass. We're behind our own glass here. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, Joe, did you know that the song Amen, Brother is the most sampled song in the world with over 600K?
I did not know that.
Yeah, my algorithm told me that this weekend. And a song called, let me write and see what it said. Ashley's Roach Clip is the most song sampled in hip. The song that is sampled the most in hip hop.
I didn't know that either.
I was trying to look around and speak to people while we were doing this.
That's
show.
That's all right. We haven't been in the broadcast booth in a while.
We gotta get acclimated. And plus, I'm on camera still.
Yeah, that's right. We're on YouTube. Follow us and watch us live. All right, Hugh. We got a lot to get into today, and we're excited to be here for the home opener.
Home opener.
We'll have a bunch of Phillies guests as the show goes along. Phillies win 2 out of 3 this weekend, which was great
down
in D.C.
2 out of 3.
It's not bad. I wanted to sweep yesterday, but we'll take the 2 out of 3. Phillies. Luzardo was really good on Saturday. Phillies get 2 out of 3. Home opener today here at Citizens Bank Park. 3 o'clock first pitch, 3:05 first pitch against the Rockies. All right, we'll get to the Philly stuff in a little bit, Hugh, but we got to start with something that I had a feeling we were going to be here, but not, I don't mean literally here, but I just meant in this spot with the Philadelphia Eagles. So the annual league meetings are going on right now, the owner meetings, right? They're down in Palm Beach with the Yakutus. Yeah, and they got on their Yakutus and they arrived there.
Sipping Dom Perignon and eating steak and shrimp.
And you know what else they're doing?
What's that?
Pettiness. Hugh, I got to tell you.
I love it.
I know you do because you're here for pettiness. Man. But I start today angry. This is ridiculous that the NFL is there's momentum being, you know, kind of pushed here to ban the tush push. Momentum is growing, according to ESPN, to ban the tush push. They're going to vote on this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, Hugh, it's ridiculous. Like, even the article yesterday that came out saying that this really might happen says there's no injury data. Troy Vincent said that a month ago. No injury data to support this. It could be motivated by pettiness, that the league is petty against the Philadelphia Eagles. This is if there was real reason, real injury stuff, then I'd say, all right, what are you going to do, right? You got to ban it. You got to move on.
Yeah.
Hugh, there's none. What this is the teams in the NFL are jealous of the Eagles' success. They're jealous of a play that most teams other than Buffalo can't even run. There is no reason whatsoever other than the league screwing the Eagles to take away the tush push. There's no injury data. It's not run enough for me to say it's like, oh, it's not pleasing to the eye. It's ruining the game. It's run less than 1% of the time across the league. Hugh, where do you come down on this? Because I sit here this morning on a day I should be excited. We're at the home opener. And I'm angry because the NFL could be a day away from banning a play for no reason other than they don't want the Eagles to use it anymore.
You know what's funny? I feel like once we start the show, this is the segment where I probably do the most long talking because I have to get my point across. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of thoughts when it comes to this that go through my mind, Joe. And the biggest thing is disappointment. Because when we talk about the Tush Push and its success, I think about some of the people that don't really like the play. Like, you know, Ike's been on record. He doesn't really like it.
To camera the sport. Joe doesn't like it.
They don't really like the play. And there's a couple other people. And they have their own reasons. But it's not to the point where they're, you know, going over the top about it. They just don't like the play. I look at it like this. The NFL has always tried to be innovative and you know, ahead of the curve when it comes to preparation and trying to find different advantages for each individual squad. And a lot of time, just like offense. Remember back in the day, it was 4 yards in a cloud of dust, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Then it was, was it Air Coryell? Is that right? Air Coryell?
Sure, yeah.
Innovated the game, and now everybody went to the passing game. Mm-hmm. Then you had the run and shoot and all the other good
Bill
stuff.
Bill Walsh with the West Coast
offense. Yes, with the West Coast offense. All of these things made the game better, and they were innovative things that other teams weren't doing that other teams were able to copycat. And, you know, they took it from there. To me, this would be disappointing because Troy Vincent came out and said there was no data. It was inconclusive about the injuries.
Like one of my Harvard studies.
Now you're just mad because you can't do it. Because when I think of the NFL, I think of being – the first thing I learned when I got in the league, it's a copycat league. Everybody's going to do this. The fact that, you know, I played the first year in the game. Counter trap option was my Achilles heel, and I would always get beat on that. And I remember Mo Lewis telling me, hey, man, they're going to run it till you stop it. They're going to run it till you stop it. And once you stop it, every team in the league would run that play against me because they knew I couldn't stop it. So once I stop it, I stop seeing it. So I say all that to say this. If there's something in the league that gives you an advantage, that's what it's all about. When Bill Belichick got in trouble for the Spygate and all that stuff, everybody – Coach Bowles came out and said every team is looking for a competitive edge. And most teams that find it, most teams copycat it. The Eagles have found a competitive edge that other teams have tried to emulate, and they haven't been successful doing it. So now what do you do? I just find it surprising. I look at it like this. The two people that are screaming the loudest about this are the two individuals. When I say people, I mean teams. The two individuals that are screaming the loudest are the ones that tried to do it. And those are the ones that's being petty. Shout out to my boy Elliot Shore Parks for going down there and asking the hard questions. He took Coach McDermott to task, and he ain't have an answer for him.
Good.
That's the kind of reporting that you need, man. That was some stuff.
Well, you know why? Because McDermott is a hypocrite. And the league,
straight up.
The league is being hypocritical
straight
right
up,
now.
Straight up.
This is the equivalent for me if the Phillies were really good at getting bunt hits. Because like, that's what it is. It's a small ball play, right? It's a one-yard play. It's not a bomb for a touchdown. It's a bunt, to use the baseball equivalent, as Red Citizens Bank Park. And the Phillies are really good at bunts. And most teams in today's game don't bunt much for hits. And they decided after 3 or 4 years of getting beat by these bunts, you know what? Let's just ban bunts. You can't ban bunts in baseball. You can't ban – again, if there was injury data, Hugh, that's a different story because the NFL has to do that now, right? After all the years of ignoring health and safety, I get that. There's nothing. This is – like, I'm angry about this, and I feel like if this gets banned tomorrow and the Eagles need 9 votes on their side, right, 24 votes against this, we'll take it away, 9 votes for it to keep it, you know, against the new ban – we'll keep it. So the Eagles need 9 votes, including theirs, to keep this thing in the NFL next year. I just think this whole thing is ridiculous. It's petty. There was a story yesterday, ESPN, that Howie and McVay were in like a heated back and forth. And
pettiness.
Yeah. Well, the teams that can't stop it.
And you got to love that, though. I love that.
Well, I love Howie standing up for it. I do think, Hugh, what happened in the NFC title game could be a part of this. Remember how that – it took forever because Frankie Louvu kept jumping over the line.
Yeah.
It almost became
it
like
became
a,
it became ridiculous.
Yes, and I think
and it made it ridiculous.
I could understand if the NFL is worried that's going to keep happening, but that was a one-off after 4 years of this
but
play.
But you know what it is, and I'm pretty sure that since you brought it to my attention, I forgot about that. Washington would probably be a team that's voting against it, even though, you know,
of course,
Coach, I forgot his name.
Quinn.
Coach Quinn came out and said that he was not against it.
Yeah.
But the simple fact is they probably look at it like that was the play that stopped them from going to the Super Bowl.
Well, they can't stop it.
That wasn't the play. How many points we hang on the Washington Commodores? Come on, dog. But you want to point out that you want to take that away from us. It's petty.
It's a joke.
It's petty.
It absolutely is. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today, including tickets to give away to Thursday afternoon Phillies Rockies game. We'll tell you how we're going to do that. We're going to re-end the show today. Afternoon show is going to jump on at 1 o'clock today for a long crossover with us. Dante, big game. Dante scheduled to be here to sing the national anthem in our booths before we start our Phillies coverage at 2 o'clock with leading off. So much to do today. Devin's going to join us as well, but we start here. It sounds like the Tush Push is gaining momentum to be banned tomorrow. I'm angry about it. Hugh's disappointed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let's hear Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, yesterday, talking about where we're at right now.
So here's the deal. In West Palm Beach, NFL owners are meeting today through Tuesday. They will vote on several issues around the league, including the Green Bay Packers' proposal that you cannot push a ball carrier immediately after the snap. I talked to one general manager in the league who believes this will be passed under the guise of player safety. And so Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott, some others have mentioned that they think it's a play that could get you hurt more often than others in those scrums there and the tight action you see there. But teams are sort of split on whether that's really a thing or not right now. So that will be debated hotly over the next few days. And look, the NFL owners need a 24-8 majority vote to get this thing passed. So it's hardly a slam dunk. But there are enough people around the league that would like to see it changed, even though there could be some wiggle room for the Eagles to still get this play off because the proposal says immediately after the snap. So what if you wait a second after the snap and push? Also, the Eagles' line is so good that I think they could get the playoff without the push. So we'll see. I think they're going to still do it in some variation.
Yeah, they might. They might try. But the fact that we're here is complete pettiness. It really makes zero actual sense to this whole thing. Makes zero sense. And I just think they're picking on the Eagles because the Eagles won and the Eagles are good at it. And I do think they've done it for long enough, Hugh, now that every team has probably faced it, right? Yes, they've done it for about 4 years. They probably have played almost every team in the NFL in that span. And I feel like everyone's gotten together and been like, you know what? Screw these guys.
It's a lot. I don't think it's just that. I think it's the fact that you brought it to my attention that you know, coach is down there with shorts on, he chilling. You know, he's doing him.
The Sirianni, only guy in the photo yesterday with the shorts on.
Coach Sirianni has won a Super Bowl coaching his style. Coach Sirianni was a bubblehead last year. A lot of coaches didn't like him. You know, he's yelling and screaming at fans. He's running up the sidelines. He's yelling at Kansas City Chiefs fan. This is a bunch of different
but
things.
But that's not a good enough reason to ban the play.
No, but it is. It's because it's almost like this. You know how, say, there are certain – in life, there are certain clubs. Say, for instance, when we go play golf, I get in trouble for wearing a sweatsuit.
Like
instead
today.
Of yeah, instead of wearing the
golf
the traditional.
Yeah. Polo
would,
shirt.
Yeah, it would probably
pants.
Be even worse if I went out there and – I was like, what, 8 under par? If that's is that a good thing to
be? That'd
be
really good.
That'd
yeah.
be great if I was.
I
like
imagine
8 under par.
You couldn't do go.
No, I couldn't do.
Yeah.
But just say if I was out
yeah.
there with the sweatsuit on and
like,
being 8 under
this
par,
guy?
Sipping on Hennessy, yeah. and you know what I mean, riding around doing every like playing like Happy Gilmore. That would probably rub people the wrong
Daly
way.
John Daly stuff.
Yeah, that would probably rub some people the wrong way. It's that because there's a lot of coaches in NFL. That before Coach Sirianni got this job, said that he probably shouldn't have got this job and he wasn't that good of a coach. And, you know, some of the stuff they did. I call him Bubblehead. I still call him Bubblehead Coach, even though he won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champion Bubblehead.
Super Bowl champion Bubblehead. So now you have a lot of people that are upset because of the way that he does things. So it's all of that. It's the way that he won. It's the fact that he came in there wearing shorts. He probably was chewing gum. Probably was in there chewing gum, buying shots. Just being himself, yeah. and that's rubbing these traditional coaches the wrong way.
You might be right, but that makes me more angry about it. Like that, this there's no logic to this other than the Eagles are good at it. Nobody else could do it at their level, and the NFL teams just want it out. That's not a good reason to ban a play. 215-592-9494. What's your emotion right now? As it sounds like that there's momentum here towards banning the tush push. If the tush push gets banned tomorrow, you will be angry, disappointed. Where are you at? Or some, I know some people out there think it's a no big deal. It's anger for me. It's disappointment for Hugh. We'll get to Kyle's thought in a second. But first, let's hear Elliot. Elliot on this morning with the morning show. His guess on where this is going, they're going to vote tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so I've been at every league event since Eagles first ran the tush push. And this is not the first league event where it's been the main topic of conversation. But this is the first league event where I personally think there is a shot this play will get banned. I would still bet against it. I think you'll probably see more votes against the play than people are expecting. I still anticipate the Eagles being able to run it next year. But just having talked to some of the coaches here that have concerns about it, I just don't think they present a compelling enough case. Talking to Sean McDermott, I will say in his defense, I do think his heart is in the right place. His argument was essentially, yes, there's no data to suggest it's a risky play, but he wants to be ahead of the data as opposed to wait until it becomes an issue.
Ahead of the data is wild. This is risky. Well, there's no data. Well, there will be one day. I mean, what are we talking about?
He's a hater. Let me tell you what happened. And that's the only way I can say it, like the kids say, he's a hater. Because I go back, and I didn't watch a whole lot of the game, but I do know they tried to do the tush push.
Oh, quite a few times. Quite a few times.
If they would have tush pushed and got into the Super Bowl, do you honestly think he would have been shouting it from the rafters the way that he is now? Me neither.
No.
If that tush push play would have went through, do you really think he would have been on the side of banning the play?
Well, and to your point on that, they were probably a tush push away from winning that game. They just couldn't get that first down.
They couldn't get the tush. So it's a hater move. That's all it is. Because there's no conclusive data on this. You're mad at everything. You're mad at Howie. You're mad at Howie in the way that he drafts players. You're mad at the fact that they went out and got Saquon Barkley.
It's jealousy. It's jealousy.
You mad about all of that. Because there is no way on God's green earth that when I think about the NFL, even though guys don't like to play, I just told you, there's some of my old teammates don't like to play. But when you look at the core of the NFL, it's a copycat league. How many plays have you seen every week that the Eagles get beat on that the next team that they play against runs the same play?
All the time.
It's the same thing.
So as far as not liking it, and 215-592-9494, live at Citizens Bank Park today, what's your emotion here? Is it sounds like the tush push could be banned tomorrow morning. They're going to vote tomorrow morning down at the NFL League meetings. I'm angry about this. Hugh's disappointed. Where do you come down? But Hugh, you mentioned some of your teammates don't like it. The camera doesn't like it. Ike doesn't like it. It's fine not to like it. I used the analogy earlier about bunting in baseball. I don't really like bunting. Like, it once in a while it works, but I'd rather see someone hit a double in the gap. But you can't just ban a play because you don't like it. That's not how sports work.
You know the play I don't like that a lot of people use all the time? Remember icing the kicker?
Yes.
Nobody liked icing the kicker until they had to ice the kicker.
And if you have a timeout, you're allowed to use it.
Yes.
Like, you can't just take things away because we don't like
them. It's called gamesmanship. There's so much parity in NFL now that everybody's always looking for a competitive advantage.
Yes.
Spygate, whether you like it or not. That was a competitive advantage.
But it was cheating, and they stopped it.
But you know what's funny, though? Back in the day, back in the leather helmets times, we used to go to teams, and they used to film our practices when we were practicing in their stadium. So he just did it. They just took it to the next level, but everybody did it.
Well, and they were also the best team then, so there was a little bit of like,
and so that was a little bit of jealousy. Yeah, was a little bit of jealousy about that. You know, Deflategate became a big-ass deal.
And that really wasn't that big.
It wasn't that big deal, but it became a big deal because they were winning. The Eagles, it feels to me like they're on the cusp, and they've been relevant for so long that now – and the coach is a bubblehead.
Let's cut them down enough. That's
we can't beat you on the field, so we'll get you in the boardroom.
It is ridiculous. 215-592-9494. Kyle, back in the studio, what are you feeling as we could be a day away from the end of the tush push?
Yeah, I'm annoyed. Like, leave us alone. Grow up. Man up, stop the play. Football is supposed to be a chess match. Like, expend your energy figuring out how to stop the play instead of complaining and try to make it illegal. Like, it's annoying because it's petty. Jeremy Fowler used the word or the phrase "the guise of player safety" because that's what it is. It's a guise. There's no actual data to support that players are getting injured on the play. Like it's just total pettiness. It's a joke. The proactive comment from Sean McDermott is another joke. Yeah, like, well, there's no data yet, so I'm just getting out ahead of it. That's completely absurd. And look, I hope it doesn't get banned because I've been on this before. I think it actually would really hurt the Eagles if they took the play out of the game. And if you don't think it's a big deal, all you got to do is listen to Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman, how passionate they are in defense of this play. And that's how important the Eagles think it is. So I really hope this thing doesn't pass.
Yeah, it's a total joke. Pettiness is not a reason to ban a play in the NFL. And quickly, as far as the guise of injury risk and all that with McDermott, they've been running this for 4 years. Like, if this was the first year of the play and there really wasn't enough data yet, not enough sample, you could be like, well, I don't know if there's any data, but it just looks like a play someone's going to get hurt on. I could make that case. After 4 years, if there's no data, people get hurt on this play, they probably don't get hurt on the play. You can't just say, I'm not sure yet after 4 years. No, you have a lot of sample that no one has walked off the field with a significant injury. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. The tush push could be a day away from getting banned. Your reaction? I'm angry about this. I think the NFL, it's a joke that the competition committee is listening to this and allowing pettiness to get into the field of play. That's not part of this. Where do you come down? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy opening day Monday, man.
Chris, it's great to be at the park. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Hey, I hope you brought your slickers with you because maybe get a little rain later today. But
yeah,
I think we're going to get
we'll
this.
Try. Yeah, we'll get this game in. Then the rain could come down.
Guys, so I got to address Hugh, but I'm going to do this after my point on this. So the tush push being banned, it's total nonsense. But I think we're looking at this the wrong way because it's not about the play. It's not about the advantage to the Eagles. What this is about, and you always know when it's fake, is because when they say it's about player safety, you know this. The NFL, they don't really give two damns about player safety. So they're trying to hide what they're really about. This is an anticlimactic play, and sports entertainment does not like it because there's nothing exciting about the most exciting play in football, which is the touchdown. So even me as an Eagles fan, when they get down there and it's first and goal at the one, I mean, I'm going potty, I'm going to get a drink, I'm going to get whatever else I'm going to do because I know it's almost inevitable. It is.
You know what, Chris? I think you're right. Then they should just stop being cowards and say we're considering removing this for the good of the sport, right? For the good of competitive nature, for the good of fans, for the good of TV. Like,
just say that.
Like, but you can't lie and tell me it's about injuries when no one gets hurt on the play.
Well, because they can't do that, Joe. Because if they do, then that's where the public goes, hey, listen, then stop it. You know what? Figure out and stop it. That's not what we do. But
so
you're
right,
safety,
but Chris, they did do this to the extra point. They changed the extra point,
Joe,
because it became a boring play.
Correct. You took my next point. It's exactly what they did with the extra point because they're removing it. And your analogy of the bunt is close but off, Joe, because, again, the touchdown is the most exciting play in the NFL because defense doesn't matter. It's all about offense, right? Remember, Hugh? So it's not a bunt base hit. It's like hitting a bunt home run because it's the most exciting thing. When you score a touchdown, it is the most exciting play in football. So that is what it's about. And, guys, can I quickly pivot to my Phils before you let me go?
Two out of three over the Nats.
Two out of three.
What are you feeling?
Here's what I'm feeling. Thompson sent a message to all the baseball purists out there yesterday with that lineup. He raised the single digit in the middle of his hand, and he said, speed at the top of the lineup? He started with Schwarber at leadoff and the tortoise, known as Alec Bohm, hitting second. Oh, my God. I mean, that was insane. And the fact that they lost, that's a hit the topper. But, I mean, as a baseball guy and somebody who played in my home, my head was about to explode. I go, we have our two slowest batters at the top of the lineup. Absolutely insane. One last thing, Hugh. Uncle Phil's cul-de-sac, gotta go. it's got to be shaved.
Oh, I shaved it. My son.
I was waiting for you to bring it. I was letting you tell everyone. Good morning on YouTube.
Son.
People can see the
yeah, my
sacks,
son. Yeah, it's shaved. My
good
son.
Call, Chris.
My son hurt my feelings.
What'd he say?
So, you know, we were hanging out this weekend, right? So, he's like, oh, you have hair. I was like, yeah, you're going to let it grow.
What'd he say, except that spot right there?
Well, not that. It was like, so he jumped on my back, right? And he was like, and he sat there for a little while. He said that he was picking at my hair. And he said, why is the hair on the top different than the hair on the sides? And I was like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but you knew. It's time for the cul-de-sac to
go. Yeah, because he was like, why is it different on the sides than it is on the top? I was like, all right, then I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah.
It just wasn't doing what it was.
Kids have a way of putting it so delicately, but it
hurts.
It
hurts so bad.
It sticks to your ribs when they say it. All right, 215-592-9494. What's your emotion when you hear that the tush push could be banned? Is it a big deal? I'm angry. Hugh's disappointed. Where do you come down? This is ridiculous. We'll play the audio of McDermott this morning at the ASC Coaches Breakfast in West Palm Beach, what he said, his reasoning behind wanting it banned, plus kind of a wild comment from Nick Sirianni calling out some of the other NFL head coaches to vote his way. That's next. Your phone calls. We're at the park today. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show live on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.